Hello, this is the Spanglish Show, una conversación divertida y educativa en inglés y español. And I'm one of your hosts, Martin Winkler, El Gringo.
And I'm your other host, Pao Gomez, La Paisa. And we are broadcasting from Medellín, Colombia.
Oh, estamos transmitiendo desde Medellín, Colombia. And welcome to another episode in season 3 of the Spanglish Show podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
¿Qué más, parce?
What's happening, dude?
Bien o no, bien okay, pal.
How are you, my friend?
Ave Maria, pues. Okay, we always like to begin the Spanglish Show podcast just to talk briefly about something that I think is very important when anybody, me, pal, Rodrigo, who's with us today. Say hello, Rodrigo. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. That is not a good example of aprendiendo inglés, Rodrigo, because he actually is an excellent student. Rodrigo is the producer here. Our producer is an excellent student also. But I just want to mention that it's very important to know that everyone makes mistakes when you're learning a second language. I make mistakes in Spanish every day. Pau, who is an excellent student, she makes mistakes, and all my English students, many of whom are, you know, high-level professionals, people with high levels of education, but everyone makes mistakes. It's not important, right, pal?
Todas cometemos errores. Se trata de aprender de ellos porque if you're not making mistakes, you're not learning.
Yeah.
Si no cometes errores, no estás aprendiendo.
Yes, y yo los hago todos los días. Okay. Okay, this is the part of the show we call Learning English with the Hits. And it's where we teach you the words and expressions from some very popular hits in both Colombia and the United States. So next time you listen to the song, you'll understand and appreciate it much more.
Esta es la parte del show que llamamos Aprendiendo Inglés con los Hits, con las canciones populares.
Yeah.
Y aquí es donde nosotros enseñamos algunas palabras o expresiones americanas muy populares en Colombia y Estados Unidos. Entonces, ahora vamos a escuchar una canción que ustedes podrán entender y apreciar mucho más.
Exactly. You can have fun and learn English with music at the same time. And esa es la idea. And
so,
right?
Now, let's start this section with an enormous hit that was released in 1983 by the Backstreet Boys.
And let's begin with this great hit.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way.
Okay, they begin with, or the lyrics begin with, you are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way.
Tú eres mi fuego, mi único deseo. Créeme cuando digo que quiero que sea así.
Yeah,
I want it that way.
I want it that way. And right, you are my fire. Eres mi fuego, right? Okay, let's continue with this very big hit from the Backstreet Boys.
But we are two worlds apart.
But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way.
Pero estamos separados por dos mundos. No puedo alcanzar tu corazón cuando dices que quiero que sea así.
Right? And you know, we are two worlds apart. I imagine that, you know, with the video to this big hit. It shows the Backstreet Boys traveling, right? They're on tour with their fans. So in any relationship with the Backstreet Boys, maybe could be very difficult because they are in a different part of the world, right? We are two worlds apart all the time. So it's difficult, as they sing, to reach to your heart.
Reach is a word similar to get. Yeah. Alcanzar, lograr.
Exactly.
¿Cuál es la diferencia y en qué ocasiones se puede usar reach o get?
Well, reach is less común. Reach is for something physical, normally. To reach con su mano, para agarrar algo, es to reach. To get es más general and mucho más común. Get es complicado. Es podemos tener un podcast solamente sobre el verbo to get. To get, if you look, for example, in Google Translate, you're going to see that to get en español, no estoy exagerando, no estoy bromeando, tiene como 50 diferente, 50 different definitions, 50. So reach again, though, for today is more a physical thing with your hand. Here it's to reach to her heart. And to get is obtener más, obtener algo también.
Can't reach to your heart.
Yeah. Okay, now the chorus or the coro of I Want It That Way.
Tell me why.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never want to hear you say I want it that way.
Dime por qué. No es nada más que un dolor del corazón. Dime por qué. No es nada más que un error. Dime por qué. Nunca quiero escucharte decir, quiero que sea así. Acá hay una expresión que se contrae que es ain't.
Ain't, that's exactly, leíste mi mente. Ain't is a very, very common slang, like yerga, for am not. I am not, I ain't. He is not, he ain't. They are not. They ain't. But it's not really proper English. I don't teach that in my classes, but it is very, very common slang or yerga. So very good question, pal, because we use ain't a lot. And in a song like this, it's perfect. And also you notice, pal, that they say nothing, not the really the correct pronunciation is nothing. With a G, right? With a G, nothing. But the Backstreet Boys say nothing. Because it's más bacano, it's more cool. It's not really correct English, but everyone understands. Nothing, man. What are you doing? Nothing, man. Nothing. Okay, let's continue with this big hit from the Backstreet Boys.
Am I your fire?
Am I your fire, your one desire? Yes, I know it's too late, but I want it that way.
Soy tu fuego, tu único deseo. Sí, sé que es demasiado tarde, pero quiero que sea así.
Yeah, that's how I want it. I want it that way. Okay, now the chorus or the coro is repeated, and let's explain it one more time, pal. And again, here we are with a great hit, I Want It That Way, from the Backstreet Boys.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why. I never want to hear you say I want it that way.
Dime por qué. No es nada más que un dolor del corazón. Dime por qué. No es nada más que un error. Dime por qué. Tell me why. Nunca quiero escucharte decir quiero que sea así.
Yeah, and notice in this verse, we sometimes say for like a paragraph in the song, in this verse or paragraph of the song, they use another very common slang, kind of in some ways like ain't. It's not really correct, but it's very common. Wanna. Wanna. I never wanna is for want to. Want to, right? I want to. Or I never in the song, I never want to hear you say, but the Backstreet Boys use a very common, not formal word, wanna. I wanna, you wanna, he, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Wanna so, es una forma corta de decir want to.
Exactly. It's just corta y no es formal. Exactly. It's like cubo, que hubo, right? Mm-hmm. Que hubo, cubo. Same kind of thing and same kind of with ain't that we were talking about before. Okay, let's continue with this really great song.
Now I can see that we've fallen apart from the way that it used to be. Yeah, no matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are my fire, the one. Desire, you are.
Now I can see that we're falling apart from the way that it used to be. No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are my fire, the one desire. You are, you are, you are, you are.
Ahora puedo ver que nos estamos deshaciendo, nos estamos apartando. No somos lo que solíamos ser. No importa la distancia, quiero que sepas que muy adentro de mí, tú eres mi fuego, mi único deseo. Tú eres, tú eres, tú eres, tú eres. No yeah. quiero oírte decir.
Yeah, I like that line that, you know, is you're deep down or that deep, excuse me, that deep down inside of me. What? More profundo, muy profundo adentro de mí, pal? Right? Deep down inside. We say that. Deep down inside. My emotions in me, alma, right? Deep down inside of me. So it's a kind of a, again, it's the singers not necessarily always using perfect English, but that's not important in music. They're, again, they're like poets. And we say they have poetic license, licencia, to be a poet. Okay, so now the chorus is repeated a couple of times before the end of the song. But we've already explained the chorus, so we're not going to repeat it again. Okay, well, now that we explained this really great song from the big hit boys band, the Backstreet Boys, who have been famous for a lot of years now, I hope you have a really a better understanding of the words and the ideas and the pronunciation and the grammar in this song. So you're learning English, that's the idea, while you're having fun and enjoying the music. So let's talk, pal, a little bit. Let's tell our audience, or to talk a little, about the history of the Backstreet Boys and this great song, I Want It That Way.
I Want It That Way, the Backstreet Boys. That song was released in 1999 on the album Millennium and reached number one in 25 countries. Wow.
Wow, big hit, right? Big hit. And the song has more than 600 million views on YouTube. And the Backstreet Boys are the epitome or the symbol of a very popular pop boys band. They were huge sex symbols, right, pal? A lot of women liked the Backstreet Boys. And in this video, it's kind of a fun video. You can see really this just about women going crazy, right? Big fans. They're traveling. They're getting on a plane and they're singing. And there's a big audience, right, of women that are following them and want their autographs and want to hug them, right? That's basically the video. So they
huge sex symbols. Yeah, huge.
Yeah. Yes, yes. We say in English, they were very, very clean. The guys are muy limpio with their clothes, their style, their hair, everything. Su pinta, right, was very, very, very nice. And they're coming to Colombia, right? They're going to come to Colombia next year. They're going to be in Bogota, and it'd be a fun concert. We're in Medellin, but interesting that they're like reuniting, coming back to do some additional concerts.
Yeah, for that way, they were very popular.
Yeah, they were huge here too. They were huge in the world. They were huge in the world.
Okay, the band and producers knew that the lyrics weren't logical, weren't any, but everyone really liked the song anyway. It's very popular.
Yes, they said that they knew again that the lyrics were not necessarily logical. They weren't necessarily good grammar or perfect in English, but everyone loved the lyrics. So for music, that's what's important. It's not, you know, when you listen to music again, it's not always going to be perfect English, but it's still a great way to improve your English and to have fun and relax at the same time. And this song by the Backstreet Boys is a perfect example of that.
You can understand anything, but a song is good anyway. Yeah, you like it.
Sometimes.
It's a good rhythm.
Exactly. Sometimes in some songs, for example, rap songs in English, it's difficult for me to understand the rappers, but I still sometimes love the music. I love the rhythm. I move to it. And of course, for practicing English, it still is a great way. You repeat the chorus, repeat the words, sing. Paisas love to sing. So sing with these songs and improve your English and have fun at the same time. Okay, now please remember that for additional practice, you should buy the whole song from your favorite digital platform.
Hello, hello! Hola, hola! Yo soy Paola Gómez, la paisa en The Spanglish Show, y los invito a que me sigan en mis redes sociales, @sigopao, en Instagram, en YouTube, en Facebook, y conversemos de muchos temas que me gustan, aparte de aprender otros lenguajes, como la comida, los viajes, el entretenimiento y la moda.
If you're interested in my English classes, please contact me at 321-781-6089. Or in Spanish, 321-781-6089. O puedes visitar my website at www.usaenglish.co. That's www.usaenglish.co.
Okay, we are back with the next part of our show that's called Pregúntale al Gringo or Ask the Gringo. And it's where I ask Martin. Some interesting questions about American culture, customs, food, or fashion. I will also ask him about his personal experience as an American living in Colombia. Are you ready, Martin?
Martin. It's one of my many apodos.
Gringo paisa, gringo sure.
Gringo paisa, gringo paisa. Excuse me.
Gringo paisa.
Ave Maria, miti. Y todo de estas cosas. Okay. Enough of the bobadas. Back to the podcast.
Okay, Martin. Okay. This first question is about American culture. a los americanos les gusta bailar así como aquí en Colombia, porque uno los ve cuando llegan de visita que se inspiran mucho con
yes,
el baile.
Yes, actually it was something that I remember being very impressed by when I first moved here about 8 years ago, pal, when I went to, you know, some of the bars or discos or dance clubs. I just said, oh my God, Ave Maria, the Colombians can dance. Incredible, incredible, fantastic dancers, both men and women. And to be honest, and I'm a little capena, right? I'm a little embarrassed. We say embarrassed to admit it, but generally, the Americans, I don't think, right, are not good dancers. No somos buenos bailarinas. Now, in my case, hay varias excepciones. I love to dance. And, you know, again, I don't really know salsa, for example. I want to learn salsa this year. I want to begin to take salsa lessons. So I love to dance. Americans, I think some of us love to dance, and of course there are excellent, fantastic, right, American dancers. But compared to the paisas, I think, win the gold medal, the medalla de oro, both women and men. You like to dance,
okay,
pal. You
o sea,
can dance,
si
right?
Alguna oyente está escuchando y se le mide a bailar con Martin, bienvenida.
Ay,
nos
Mario,
pueden seguir en arroba de Spanglish Show y en estos días podemos montar algo de Martin bailando.
But I need to take a few salsa lessons first, pal. Wait, about 6 months. 6 months. We can try. Okay, maybe we'll do a podcast. We'll go dancing and do a podcast. You like to dance, pal?
I really love
you dancing. Love to dance. You love
it's
to dance.
Amazing. Yeah. And I enjoy a lot.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's like en el DNA of the Colombians. And again, what I think is really incredible, it's not only no solamente las mujeres, los hombres pueden bailar. Some of the men, it's really not common for gringos.
Con la pareja,
man.
The couple.
Ooh! Yeah, it's really incredible, and it's, you know, it's like, what do they say, some of the reality shows? I think there should be a reality show, Colombians Can Dance, okay? Because they're really just phenomenal dancers.
Sí, en los reality shows se puede ver mucho sobre el talento de los bailarines colombianos. Ooh. Ahora tenemos un mensaje de audio con una pregunta, Martín, para ti.
Hola, Martín. ¿Qué es Broadway y por qué es famoso?
Ah, why is Broadway famous? And that's a good question because it's an important part of American culture and history. And I grew up, yo crecí, cerca Nueva York in New Jersey, the state of New Jersey, right? The state, or we say state, you say departamento, which is very close to New York and to the vecino, the vecindario, excuse me, the barrio of Manhattan. Yeah, the neighborhood, we say the neighborhood of Manhattan, which is where Broadway is. And pal, you've been to Broadway, right?
Yeah.
What did you think before I talk a little more about it? Did you have a good time when you went to Broadway?
I really love New York.
In general.
But Broadway is a good place to visit because it's very colorful.
Yes.
There's a lot of stores.
Yes.
Anything.
There's many things.
You can buy anything.
Absolutely.
And there's, I love buying.
Yes, yes. Yes. The year they compras in that area. But, you know, Broadway, they're traditionally the shows or las obras de arte,
yes,
right?
Yes, very artistic.
In the theater. You can see famous actors and actresses. And when I was a kid, cuando yo era un niño, hace muchos años, I went, my parents took me to see many Broadway shows, and it's a real wonderful, fantastic experience. You know, you dress in nice clothes, bonita ropa, even though now it's much more casual. The younger people go in t-shirts. I don't know, Kay Payne, they go to Broadway shows in t-shirts and jeans, right? It's very casual now, but when I used to go, you know, many years ago, people used to dress in nice trajes or nice clothes, and it's a real experience. Maybe you go have dinner, cenar at a nice restaurant, and then see a Broadway show.
And it's near to Times Square, too.
Close to Times Square, and it's in a very old, again, traditional area of Manhattan. And I hope that all our listeners have a chance someday to go have an experience of seeing a Broadway show, because it's very, very special. Right, pal? It really is.
It's a dream come true.
Yeah, very good. And remember, leave your questions for Pregúntale al Gringo on Anchor and social media. The Spanglish Show.
Okay, the next part of the podcast is called Inglés con el Profe M. And today, Martín is going to explain...
Martín
in Spanish.
I'm sorry. Just checking.
You, my teacher, is going to explain some fun expressions, American expressions, which are an important part of any language.
Right, pal? Because they teach us about the culture, right? La cultura. When you're visiting a country where, you know, it's not your language, the United States, Canada, Australia, England, or me when I'm traveling in South America or living in Colombia, it's just great to be able to say, for example, no dar papaya, right? Everyone, wah, 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 right? So you feel like you're a part of, you know, the culture, and that's why I love expressions too, because the local people appreciate that you're trying, at least you're making an effort, you're trying to use something, language that is important to them, and they respect that and appreciate it, even again, if you're making mistakes. That's not really what's important. So I love, and my students love to learn expressions.
Okay, I'm really ready today, Martin. Oh, yeah. So what expressions are you going to teach us today?
Ah, pal, I thought today would be a good day to teach us about expressions or expresiones americanos related or relacionado to business and work.
Oh, great.
Right, to negocios and trabajo y empleo, right? It's very important, right? For many people listening to the show, you know, it's my work here. Soy un profe de inglés. So, you know, English for business and for work is very important, right, in today's world, and very important to young professionals in Colombia. So let's begin with some fun expressions about business and work, or some important expressions too. And the first one today, pal, is an old traditional American expression, and it's to be in the black.
To be in the black is similar like when you hear Black Friday, Black Monday. Ah,
very good guess,
when it's
pal.
Cheaper, anything. Ah,
that's a good guess, but not exactly. Actually, to be, excuse me, not exactly, wrong. Well, no boy, is it wrong? Error. Sorry.
To be in the black, estás en oscuro, está en la quiebra, it's broken.
Exactly. Woo! No, excuse me. It's the opposite.
Ah, okay.
To be in the black is cuando un negocio, una empresa, tiene dinero, están ganando dinero. The opposite, actually, is to be en el rojo. To be in the red is a star in quiebro.
Okay.
But yes, but to be in the black es cuando una empresa, una compañía, is doing very well and están ganando dinero. So, of course, a very nice and a good expression. We say, for example, I am, or the company is, using the verb to be, the company is in the black.
To be in the black, estar en el negro, es tener mucho dinero, tener una empresa, una tienda exitosa, y estar en rojo es estar en la quiebra.
Exactly, to be in the red. You do not, no quieres ser in the red.
No.
No.
I prefer black.
Okay, and the next fun American expression for today related to business and work is to break your back. To break your back.
To break your back. Trabajar mucho. Romperse la espalda trabajando.
Exactly, pal. Is that, you say that hard in Spanish work. Also? To do very hard work. To work many hours or to do hard physical labor. For example, a construction worker that works many hours, maybe you say he or she breaks his back every day at work. It's difficult work, physical labor, and that is to break your back. Do you have something similar? Do you say that in Spanish?
Yeah, in Spanish it's very similar. Ah. No solamente para trabajos físicos, sino para el trabajo en general.
Yeah.
Romperse la espalda trabajando, trabajar muy duro, es que te pasas demasiado tiempo o estás muy cansado trabajando. Yeah. Y eso es trabajar fuerte. To
right.
Break.
To break your back. So you have expression that's very, very similar. Okay, the next expression is a very important one for business and work, and it's a more recent one. I don't remember this when I was a kid, but now executives use this all the time in business, and it is to brainstorm. To brainstorm.
To brainstorm. I know the meaning, like, for example, ideas, but I don't know how to use in business and work.
Yeah, you know, storm
brainstorm
is tormenta,
es como,
right?
Como lluvia de ideas.
Exactly.
Pero, ¿cómo se aplicaría en los negocios?
That is exactly correct. For example, your boss, the jefe, could say, I want to have a brainstorm meeting, a reunión de brainstorm with you today, pal. I want to just talk about ideas. No importa if they're excellent or bad. Vamos a hablar sobre nuevas ideas. And we are going to have a meeting where we are going to brainstorm, or a brainstorming session. For example, many executives, algunos ejecutivos, they meet in a business meeting with new ideas for a new project, and they call it a brainstorming session.
Okay, to brainstorm, lluvia de ideas.
Yes.
Eso aplica en el trabajo, en el colegio, en la universidad,
exactly.
En un grupo de amigos creativos, una lluvia de ideas, the brainstorm.
Exactly. Exactly. And the last one for today is, I think, a very common expression in the whole world. We use different ideas to express it, but the idea, I think, is important and common in almost any language, and that is the black market. The black market.
Black market. In this expression, apply the literal traduction.
Yeah.
Mercado negro, literalmente en español.
This is an example where you can translate basically word for word, mercado negro, right? The illegal or criminal market for products and services, right?
It's the same meaning in English and Spanish.
It's identical, but of course, very, very, very common. Huh. Maybe not for good reasons, because it's about criminal activity and about things that are chiviado and are copies, etc., etc. But it's very common. You could even see it in movies and television shows. They use this term or this expression, black market, all the time. Well, pal, I guess we're almost at the end of today's podcast. With your support, the audience support, we hope that this will be one of many more episodes and seasons that we'll have disponible or available for you in the future in El Futuro.
This is the Spanglish Show, where speaking another person's language is the highest form of respect.
O hablar el idioma de otra persona es la más alta forma de respeto.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Spanglish Show podcast.
Una conversación divertida y educativa en inglés y español conmigo, Martín Winkler, el gringo.
And me, Pau Gómez, la paisa.
Ave María, pues! Thank you. Great.